Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we're going to delve into the profound topic of God's love for humanity. The Bible verse for today is taken from Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11. I swear I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn from their ways and live. That's Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11.
When we contemplate the nature of God's love, we're faced with something truly extraordinary. Imagine a parent's heart filled with an overwhelming love for their wayward child. That parent longs desperately to see their child return home to experience peace and safety once again. This is a glimpse into God's love for us. God reveals himself as a being of pure and holy love. He deeply yearns for his lost children to return to him. But here's where it gets truly remarkable. God never compromises on the principles of righteousness. He doesn't simply ignore or overlook wrongdoings. Instead, he maintains a perfect balance, standing firm in upholding what is right and just while simultaneously seeking our ultimate good. It's a love that goes beyond our human understanding. God's love doesn't force or coerce. It patiently waits, inviting us to respond willingly. This is a love that transforms, that gives second chances, that forgives endlessly. It's a love that seeks what's best for us, even when we don't deserve it. God's love is unique in that it doesn't force us into a relationship. Instead, he extends an open invitation, allowing us to respond willingly. This approach reflects a deep respect for our free will and autonomy. Think about it, a love that waits patiently, never manipulating or coercing, but always hoping for our voluntary response. It's truly remarkable. When we choose to love God in return, it becomes a profound act of recognition. We acknowledge the depth and breadth of his love for us, a love that often surpasses our understanding. This choice to reciprocate God's love isn't just a fleeting emotion. It's a transformative decision that can reshape our entire lives. By accepting this invitation and choosing to love God, we open ourselves to a relationship that offers purpose, fulfillment, and a deeper understanding of what it means to be loved unconditionally. In a world where love can often be conditional or self-serving, God's love stands in stark contrast. It's a love that goes beyond our human understanding, surpassing what we typically experience in our daily lives. Unlike human love, which can be fickle and based on emotions or circumstances, God's love is steadfast and unwavering. The unconditional nature of God's love is truly remarkable. It doesn't depend on our actions, achievements, or even our faith. It's freely given, regardless of who we are or what we've done. This love has the power to transform us from the inside out, reshaping our hearts and minds. Perhaps one of the most beautiful aspects of God's love is its capacity for second chances and endless forgiveness. Where human relationships might falter under the weight of repeated mistakes or betrayals, God's love perseveres. It offers us the opportunity to start anew, no matter how many times we've fallen short. This forgiving love isn't a sign of weakness, but rather a testament to its strength and depth. It has the power to heal wounds, restore broken relationships, and give hope to those who feel unworthy or beyond redemption. In embracing this divine love, we find the courage to forgive ourselves and others, breaking cycles of hurt and resentment. One of the most beautiful aspects of God's love is its universal availability. It doesn't matter who you are, where you've been, or what you've done, God's love is there for you, waiting to be embraced. Think about that for a moment. No matter your past mistakes or current struggles, God's love remains constant and accessible. This unconditional love has the power to bring true peace and fulfillment to our lives. When we open ourselves to it, we can experience a sense of wholeness that nothing else can provide. It's a love that heals our wounds, calms our fears, and gives us purpose. Imagine living with the assurance that you are deeply loved, not for what you do, but simply for who you are. That's the reality of God's love. It's available to all, offering a path to genuine peace and a life filled with meaning. As we've explored the depths of God's love today, I invite you to take a moment and reflect on what this means for your own life. How does knowing about God's unconditional transformative love change your perspective? Consider the ways you can respond to this love in your daily life. Perhaps it's through acts of kindness, forgiveness, or simply by opening your heart to receive it more fully. Remember, God's love has the power to transform us from the inside out, It can heal old wounds, restore broken relationships, and give us a renewed sense of purpose. When we truly grasp the magnitude of God's love for us, it can revolutionize how we see ourselves and others. So I encourage you to lean into this love. Let it shape your actions, your thoughts, and your relationships. As you do, you might find yourself experiencing a profound sense of peace, purpose, and fulfillment that you've never known before.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your overwhelming and unconditional love. We are in awe of how you patiently wait for us to return to you, never forcing, but always inviting us into your loving embrace. Help us to fully grasp the depth of your love that offers us second chances, endless forgiveness, and healing beyond measure. Transform our hearts and minds, Lord, so that we may love you in return and reflect your love to those around us. Teach us to walk in your grace, to forgive as you have forgiven, and to embrace the peace and purpose found in your presence. May we never take your love for granted, but instead let it guide every step we take. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Friends, blessings to you, and may God's love continue to guide and uplift you. Take care, and until next time, share the love and grace you've received. God bless you all.